You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Interesting and important celebration, and that is a creation after all, 25th of Elul, Chaf Hei Be'Elul. We're going to celebrate when Ribono Shel Olam decided to create the world. You know why? You know why he decided to create the world on 25th of Elul?
So enjoy his children
and
they praise him.
Beautiful. Very nice. So first of all, we wish him lots of haslacha. Is that a shame for his project? But it's brought that starting Chaf Hei Be'Elul, it's good to read the portion of every day. Yom Ehad, Yom Sheni, the portion. And there's an interesting depth in a code in Sodot, that as far as the seven kings, you know about that, the seven kings. It's an end of Parashat Vayishlach, Yishlach Yaakov Malachim, in the end, we have the seven kings, a deep subject. But as far as Chodesh Elul, Rabbeinu Ben Ishai, Rav Yosef Chaim, Bibardat, Zachutom Aren Aleinu, Harav brings, it's a very important day, and Harav brings especially on this day, that is the creation of the world, you should have a special Sa'uda. We arrange a Sa'uda on 25th of Elul, and also light five candles, and make sure we don't get angry to become, because actually, in this day, that is Chaf Hei Be'Elul, 25th Elul, that Hashem created the world, actually, as we're trying to create a foundation for the whole year. So this day is a very special day, and Harav brings, you know, there's a procedure that Hashem will speak about. But as far as going through Chaf Hei till Rosh Hashanah, so it's a very, very delicate timing. Because that's when the world was created. And then what happened on Rosh Hashanah? The first human being was created. So it's a very, very delicate timing that as we're trying to make as much as improvement as possible. So especially on a special day.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.